from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. It's been a fun morning so far. I just want to remind everybody that we are going to be talking to Auburn's mayor coming up in about a half hour from now. You heard it in Heather's news. The city of Auburn just adopted this ordinance that would prohibit camping on public property. And I think there's some confusion, possibly just on my part, about how this is different from what Tacoma is considering as well. So we'll get to the bottom of that.
I want the record to be clear. I want the record to be crystal clear. Before the mayor even comes on, I gave them the benefit of the doubt of saying they had a plan as they would remove those that are criminally trespassing. So I think they got a plan or something.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll find out.
All right. You ready to argue?
Yes.
All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Sinatra.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
So we may soon have sports betting in Washington State after a year negotiating. The Washington State Gambling Commission's reached a tentative deal that would allow the Tulalip tribe to host and facilitate sports betting at licensed casinos. Gee, is this a good thing? Should Washington State allow sports betting?
No. They should not. I've been saying the same thing consistently over time, and here's why. Because to the people out there that gamble for the fun of it because you have enough financial means and it doesn't bother you if you lose $500 to $1,000, I'm not talking to you. I'm really not. I'm talking to those out there who try to make rent, who try to pay bills and try to use their, quote, sports expertise to try to get and gain financial money through gambling. I don't like this. I wish that they would make it a little harder and tougher. I know I'm the get off my lawn person when it comes to gambling. Okay, I'll agree with that. You're right if you're saying that about me right now. I don't agree with allowing sports betting, Ursula.
Well, right now, it is only limited to several casinos owned by the Tulalip tribe. So it's almost like a little test case, so to speak. And I'm okay with it. But what I don't like is the fact that the legislature did not consider, or at least did not approve, I should say, not consider, because they considered it, but they rejected it, this request from the operators of private card rooms to also be able to expand so that sports betting could be offered there. I hear what you're saying, and gambling can be a real addiction and a devastating addiction for some people. Absolutely. But the idea that making it available at only the tribal casinos and not these other ones, or even making it available at all, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Right now, it's very easy to feed your gambling addiction everywhere. So it's not like you're having to stretch. I mean, it's basically a drive anywhere on I-5 or I-90. There are casinos everywhere. So really, just to expand this, what you're only doing is allowing the tribes to benefit. And it's a great benefit for the tribes, but it's not a benefit for these other groups that were saying, hey, why don't you allow us a crack at this money, too?
I just can see this recipe. We're in a global pandemic right now. Rent moratoriums are going to end at some point. Sports betting is going to be allowed. Oh, boy. I just see the recipe, Ursula. I can see us continuing to talk about the continued rise in homelessness. Like, I feel like it will be a broken record, and this is just one more thing to help add to that.
If you have an addiction, whether it's going to be at these with sports betting or it's going to be anything else, I mean, you don't need a casino to bet. You know that, right? I mean, people can do it online. People can do it, I mean, just amongst friends. So if you've got that, the thing that I would like to see more of, though, is help for people with those addictions. And the more you expand it, and these are, you know, big, huge industries. You need to have the, you know, we talk about the lack of mental health treatment. I think there's a lack of health help when it comes to dealing with addictions like gambling.
But what? Okay. Got it. Let's move on. Yeah.
So Israel, which leads the world in COVID vaccination rates, just dropped its rule requiring people to wear masks outdoors. And many people are pushing to drop the outdoor mask rule around the U.S. Some opinion writers are saying, like this writer for Slate, that being overly vigilant about masks when they're not important makes it more difficult to keep wearing them when they are important. And he said, I fear this is making us look a little ridiculous. Ursula, is it time to drop the mask outside?
Well, I'm going to ask G to help me answer this question. You knew this was coming. So, G, when you believe you got COVID, where were you?
I was outside. But by the way, I want the record to reflect. Ursula loves to bring up the point that I caught COVID. I just want
to
say
that, I'm not COVID. No. That's okay. Not meant to be COVID shaming, and I apologize if that comes across in any way. Because you know what? There's a good chance I'll get it at some point, and there's a good chance all of us are going to get it at some point. You know, because it's going to be around for a while. But my point is, at this juncture, you can get it when you're outside if you are not far enough from each other. So right now, if you're walking by yourself, I see no reason. Or if you're biking by yourself, I see no reason to wear a mask. And I do see people still doing it. And I know it's just habit. And you know what? You do you. But if you're going to be close to people and not everyone is vaccinated, yes, you should still wear a mask.
Of all the times for me to catch COVID, of all the things that I've done over the year, how I caught COVID was the part where I'm like, really? I caught it that way? That's how I caught it.
Yes.
I caught it outside next to one of my buddies that I have been with in our bubble the entire time. And
but
so that's how I caught it.
Your buddy was in contact with someone
who
wasn't
didn't tell
truthful,
the truth. Who wasn't
so
truthful.
So that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you
so,
were outside and not within distance and not wearing a mask. That's it.
So let me just answer this question for you, Chris. Look, man. This mask thing, like outside and everything. Look, when it comes inside and you go into someone's spaces, okay, totally understand. You go into the store, totally understand. You go into places, totally understand. But, yo, when I'm outside, man, your boy need to breathe. I need to breathe.
Just don't breathe within inches of someone else's face, okay?
I was down there on Ruston Way on the waterfront down in Tacoma, and there were people outside, and I had the mask. I had it off. I felt free. I was riding around, looking at the scenery, looking at the water. I felt free. No mask. My mask was in my pocket, lonely, where it did deserve to be. And then when I got ready to get up, go through the crowd, I put the mask back on.
Yeah, I will tell you, that I was walking in my neighborhood. This was just like 2 weeks ago. And there was a woman, and she was walking her dog, and she was coming toward me on the sidewalk. And she snarled at me because I'm walking with my husband. And again, we're outdoors. I'm far away from her. So I was going to move out of her. But she's like, I'm not going past you until you put your mask on. Okay, there are points where it can be ridiculous. I was already going to move out of the way. Oh, well.
Somebody said, 206 texts in and said, hey, OG, when you caught the Rona, did you lose taste and smell? How did you feel? No, I did not lose taste and smell.
No.
I did have a little cough. But by the way, here's what I found out. If you do lose taste and smell, by the way, my buddy, he lost his taste and smell, and he does have his taste and smell back. When you do lose it, that means that your symptoms were less severe than someone that has COVID and doesn't lose their taste and smell. How about
that?
Yeah, to talk about the other, I had the respiratory part, and they're saying that my symptoms were worse than my buddies who lost taste and smell.
And yours could have been much worse if you hadn't had that first vaccine.
For sure.
All right, so New Zealand is planning to ban smoking for anyone born after 2004. Their goal is to make the country smoke-free by 2025. They're also talking about reducing the level of nicotine in tobacco products, which the Biden administration has been toying with. Gee, is this a good idea to ban smoking if you were born after 2004?
No, it is not.
You sound like you're about to, you're just gasping for air back
there. No, you know who I was thinking about during that time? First of all, let me answer the question, Ursula. No, it is not cool to ban smoking for someone born after the year of 2004.
Basically, they're saying if you're 17 or younger.
You're right. Okay. No, right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what I wanted to say is this. Sometimes I think about our listeners that have been maybe to have more knowledge and more wisdom and has listened to news way more than me. And I know sometimes when they hear some of these stories, I know they're just like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? That's how I feel with some of these news sometimes. Sometimes I hear things and I'm just like, you know what? I feel like Danny Glover did in Lethal Weapon. You know what he'd always say in that movie? He'd always say, oh, I'm getting too old for this. That's me right now hearing this.
So why do you think it's such an impossibility? If we think that we're going to have zero traffic deaths here by 2030, why would you say that you can't make a country smoke-free? I think that the idea is they set this lofty goal. They know they're never going to achieve it. But by the way, they're going to try to really educate people into the, you know, as to the dangers of nicotine and make it that much harder to get. And so I don't think it's a good idea, but it's a good headline.
Okay, if that's the case, then stop tobacco sales for cigarettes. Stop cigarette sales then. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about do that? Why won't they do that, Ursula?
I don't know. Is that part of their plan in New Zealand?
No, just ban it, period. Ban cigarettes, period.
Yeah, because there's money involved.
Oh, that's what I wanted you to say, Ursula. That's what it is. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that money is more important than health?
But there's also, here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
There is also the problem with dealing with the health issues. And I'm going to guess the amount of money having to deal with the health issues might negate the amount of money generated by selling tobacco products. So maybe New Zealand's on to something. Maybe it's the start of something that's going to go worldwide. I doubt it.
Somebody texts in and said, I'm a total flip-flop. 425 says, you're okay to ban gambling, but not okay to ban smoking.
Yeah, there you go. G.
So we all know it's pretty hard to lose weight, but researchers say they've gotten close to figuring out how to turn off a unique switch in the brain which controls when you feel full. And there could soon be an anti-obesity pill that turns off your hunger. Ursula, would you want to take this pill to lose weight, and or do you not want to mess with your body in this way?
Sign me up.
Ursula, I don't know. I didn't know where you were going to answer on this, so I had no idea. But the fact that you said sign me up just startled me.
Sorry. Made everyone drive off the road. Okay, so it will help you figure out how to turn off a unique switch in your brain which controls when you feel full. So I've been trying that with water and it hasn't done its trick. So if there's something that could help me, I'd be for it. Now, hopefully there'd be a lot of research into this pill. Mm-hmm. But I know that pills are not the answer. So don't bother texting me. I know that it, you know, there's one formula and it's eating less than you and expending more energy, right? So
right.
That's the bottom line. But if a little pill can help me, I would do it.
Yeah. Hey, I can't argue with that little pill. But you know what, I learned something about myself here recently. Now, you guys are going to laugh, but I found out due to me catching COVID, right? Like, when I had COVID, things were different for me. I was kind of sequestered to the room. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't out and about. Now, the majority of my time when I don't have COVID is spent downstairs in my living room area watching my favorite TV in my area, right? Well, when I had COVID, I was upstairs in the room. Not close to the kitchen.
Mm.
Yo, I figured something out. So now my new thing is once I've eaten dinner, I go upstairs. Do you know that I'm less willing to want to go downstairs to eat than I was if I was just downstairs? So my problem is I just need to be away from the kitchen.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, I justify it by saying, you know what? Those are extra steps. Those steps add to my daily count. And, you know, then I'll just keep, you know, opening the refrigerator, looking to see what looks good today. Yeah, that happens too often. So I'd be open to the idea of if this pill could help switch off that hunger part in my brain. Yes.
425 says, Ursula, your sign me up just made me drop my cinnamon roll. Laugh out loud. Ursula, you still sign me up?
Yes. Yeah, see, I get it.
What else you got, Chris?
So the Consumer Product Safety Commission says Peloton treadmills are unsafe because some children have been hurt and one even died. The company says the product is safe as long as you follow the safety rules. Should Peloton recall their treadmills, and are you going to get rid of yours?
No, they should not recall their treadmills. And yes, Peloton needs to do a better job in letting its consumers know about this risky beast of which it is. Look, I got the Peloton back in December, the Peloton treadmill. I'm going to tell you right now, this thing is a beast. And what I mean by that is we have no little kids in my home, but I could easily see how some little kids can get messed up playing with this thing because you can roll it up, Ursula, right? To go fast. You can roll it up as fast. Different than you can do on a regular treadmill. This thing is so easy to go from zero to a 9 or a 10 that fast. So they need to. So now I've noticed now on my classes when I'm running, they are making a strong emphasis to say to all of us, okay, make sure your machine is at a complete stop before you get off. And if you have kids around, make sure. And then, by the way, they said something about some key, Ursula.
Hmm.
I didn't even know that there's a key. So I need to go and look.
So you can lock it up. So you can keep it. So, yeah.
How come they didn't tell me that?
Well, because probably they didn't know that there would be these accidents. I mean, it's scary. And if you see the video, it is scary. But I don't believe that they need to do a recall. I think the reminder should be enough. But, yeah, when your kids see you, just people are mesmerized by these Pelotons. I mean, it's almost like an obsession. And I didn't realize you're called a member. You're a member.
Yeah. Ursula.
I didn't know you needed a membership to Peloton.
You want to know how much of an obsession it is?
What's that?
I'm going to give you an example. I have not missed a day in 20 weeks.
Wow. Good for
you, though.
I have
not missed a day. And you know my butt wasn't exercising that tough like that. All right. Coming up next, we have a guest. Yes. The Auburn mayor will join the G and Ursula show to help us better understand their plan that they have when it comes to sweeping the homelessness out of Auburn. It's G and Ursula show.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula show on Cairo Radio. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. And just a reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always listen to our podcast, which will be ready to go a half hour after we wrap up here. But earlier today, we talked about how Auburn has just adopted what it is calling a tough love ordinance that allows police to give criminal trespass citations and fines to homeless people who repeatedly refuse offers of shelter. If they don't clear out and are found guilty of trespassing, they could face up to 90 days in jail or a fine of up to $1,000. And we've invited Auburn's Mayor Nancy Backus to join us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. So I was trying to differentiate your ordinance versus what is Tacoma is looking at. Is there any difference from what you know? And maybe you can explain also a little bit further as to why you think this is important to do at this juncture.
Well, I'm not going to speak to another city's ordinance. That's for Tacoma to do. It takes enough of my time to focus on what's going on in Auburn.
Good point. So tell us what's going on in Auburn.
So in Auburn, we have Kent Hay, first of all, who is our outreach coordinator, and he's been with us over a year. And he's out every day working with individuals in our community who, for whatever reason, may be experiencing homelessness right now. And it is relationship building that he is doing. He'll go way back into the wetlands. He'll go back into the woods. He will find people at bus stops, anywhere that individuals are. Kent is willing to go to work with them and talk with them about what services they're eligible for. He'll sign someone up for Social Security right out there in their encampment. He takes his Surface, he takes a MiFi hotspot, he has two cell phones, and so he has the ability to help people get the services that they're eligible for right at that time. Mm-hmm. And if he says he's coming back, he comes back. So he's building relationships, building trust with individuals that are our community members.
Okay, so let's say, it sounds like the goal is to find them shelter elsewhere or someplace else to go other than the street.
Yes, that's absolutely it. We believe in Auburn that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect, and giving someone a sandwich and a blanket is basically telling them you deserve no more than this, so just, you know, hang out. We believe that we are working with people to help them restore their own dignity, to help them fight their demons, whatever those may be, and to get them safe and inside. And for some who are chronically homeless, that is not going to be an easy situation. Now, you or I might put ourselves into that situation of we would absolutely want someone to give a shelter right away, but not everyone does. So it's a process, and it's not that we're going to go out and say, you know what, you can't be here, we're arresting you, you're being charged with criminal trespass. That's not what this is about.
How do you decide if there is going to be charges of criminal trespassing if someone does deny the help? How do you decide, or how do the police officers decide when to make that call?
Well, and even in that situation, it's Kent working with the individuals, and it's not, again, a one and done. This is a comprehensive approach, right? We are the sole funders of our Ray of Hope Resource Center and the Sundown Overnight Shelter. We have leased 23,000 square feet of space in a strip mall where we are going to have community court and other nonprofit services available. And so if we were to just have this ordinance itself without the comprehensive list of services that are provided, then I would say this would not be a good ordinance to have, because then, as some of our detractors would say, because they only pull this small piece out, it would be criminalizing homelessness. That's not what we're doing. We believe in compassionate accountability, and sometimes a little bit of a stick helps with that carrot. We want to get people inside. We want them to be safe. We know not everyone is going to get there, but if we can help encourage them to get there, then that's what we're going to do. But again, this ordinance is not all of a sudden we're going to start trying to arrest our way out of this. That is not what we're doing.
I love hearing that, and I'm glad that you have joined our show to really clarify that position on that. When it comes to fines, and let's just say someone who is homeless out there and they just so happen to get a fine, how do you collect fines from someone out there that is homeless?
Well, so that's really part of the ordinance that was in place that council had passed about 7 months ago, was a civil infraction. And really, how do you collect on a civil infraction? After a while, it could go to collections. That builds up. There could be a possible bench warrant out because you have not met your financial obligations. And that is going to be far more detrimental to someone who at some point is trying to get into housing, right? A landlord is going to look and see if they have unpaid or if they have financial responsibilities that have not been paid. That is going to be more detrimental than someone who may be charged with and may be found to be in violation of this ordinance. And I'm going to tell you that while the penalty says up to 90 days and $1,000, there is no judge that is ever going to impose those types of sentences on someone. That's just not reality, but that's the way that the law is written. And for that type of a misdemeanor, those are the penalties that align with that. But my guess is if there is any time served, that's what the sentence would be, time served. It's more about getting people help with services. Again, it is not about trying to be punitive with someone. It's truly about, we care about you. You are a member of our community. We understand you have some demons. Let us help in any way that we can. We're also working with King County on their Health Through Housing initiative to identify the perfect location in Auburn for one of those non-congregate shelters, as well as permanent supportive housing, with the services that are going to be necessary to help members of our community.
And Mayor, just in wrapping up too, you did call it a tough love move.
Yep.
And we are very aware of what Seattle's homelessness crisis looks like. How is it in Auburn? I think many people aren't aware. What is your situation now?
So we have some individuals who are experiencing homelessness that are visible on the streets, and Kent is working with them. But we also have a great number of individuals who are back in our wetlands areas, who are back in the woods, who are not visible to the general population. And the numbers are probably larger than we used to realize. And the point in time count, or the one night count, did not take place this year because of COVID. So the numbers next time we're actually out doing a count, I would imagine, are going to be significantly larger, and especially after the eviction moratorium is over. Those are not going to be people who are chronically homeless. Hopefully we can keep them in their housing. There should be federal dollars available, as well as state and local dollars, to help the landlords and help those who are tenants. But we know the numbers are going to increase if we don't do something now to assist. We can't pretend these individuals, regardless of where they are in our city, aren't seen. As Kent says, we see you. We want you to be part of our community. And if we treat people like they're not being seen, they will act like they're not being seen. We want everyone treated and respected. We see them. We want to help them.
Auburn Mayor Nancy Backus, we sure appreciate your time and your insight. And frankly, it sounds like a great idea and one I would fully support. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ursula. I really enjoyed having the mayor on from Auburn to get on there and tell us exactly what's going on. You want to know why?
She doesn't. Yeah, she. Well, first of all, she agrees to come on. Secondly,
There you go. I'm not used to mayors coming on our show.
We have every mayor except for the city of Seattle's mayor coming on.
Oh, that's right. I wonder why.
Well, we've got a little more time. We'll keep trying. Okay, still ahead, we hear you, and of course, our words to live by. You are listening to the G and Ursula Show.
It is the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, these shows, I'm telling you, these last 2 days have been going way too fast.
I know. It's like, oh, wait, we're already done. Boo.
Yes. Yeah. I want to say it again. I said it before. I want to say it again, Ursula, before we get to our text. A big thank you to the Auburn mayor for coming on.
Yes. Nancy Backus.
I really loved what she had to say. She was very clear in what she had to say.
Yeah, she doesn't mince words. She just gets it out there. Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Well, she's the tough love. Okay, so when it comes to Maxine Waters, a lot of people weighed in. 360 says, wow, I love Maxine Waters, but she is completely out of line. I agree with the judge.
Ursula, I'm going to have to wait on these. I don't have these
texts.
Okay,
253 says, Congressman Waters should be arrested or at least removed from office. This isn't the first time that she has said or done something like this. And then 206 says, President Trump never said what she said. She should be forced to resign. Got enough violence in this world. And then 206 says, I don't promote fires or destruction, but people just need to be out protesting. And I mean protest en masse. And then when it comes to our topic of schools, 206 says, why aren't we simply planning on redoing the past year for everyone? Well, because not everyone did poorly, and a bunch of people are on their way to accepting college acceptance letters, etc. So that's all happening. Do you have your
I'm back in
yet?
The game. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Sports gambling. 253 says, on sports betting, it only adds to the problem, just adding one more negative gambling problem. It is no benefit to anyone if money is the only benefit.
Smoking ban. 360 says, if you ban cigarettes because of health reasons, you should ban fast food, soda, and anything else unhealthy. I don't smoke either.
Does McDonald's fries count as that? Can we put McDonald's fries in the healthy? I cannot
get rid of
that.
Well, that's a vegetable. That's in the vegetable crew.
Oh, yeah, that's potato. That's right. Matthew McConaughey, 425, says Texas seems a little too conservative to vote for him.
Well, he hasn't even decided whether he's going to be Republican or a Democrat yet. They just like him, apparently. 425 says 45% of people will vote for Matthew McConaughey. Now I understand why the country is in the position it's in. People don't even know what they're voting for.
Yeah, we saw that in the last the Chauvin trial. 425 says it's unfortunate that on average the thin blue line crowd sees cops doing no wrong and the black community sees all blacks as innocent victims of white racism.
425 says, even if George Floyd had a heart problem or any kind of health condition, it is the responsibility of the police to ensure the well-being of that person, not to ignore their pleas for help.
360 says, President Joe Biden should not be weighing in on potential outcomes of the Chauvin trial. The country needs him to urge trust in the process, stress calm, and to use whatever outcome to commit the country to systemic and cultural improvement.
I actually agree with that.
I actually agree with that text, too.
Okay. And then 206 says, I think this is about me saying that I stayed up all night worrying. Yo, Ursula, most folks are either thinking of the past, worrying about the future, or drifting off to some fantasy land. Let's not forget about being in the now. And you're absolutely correct about that, too.
That was a great text. All right, Ursula, let's get to your words to live by.
Can I just say, we had a ton of texts. I didn't even get to our mic drop, G. I mean, okay, I just got to say real quick.
We'll get to
our
it.
Listeners are the best. Let's do mic drop real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay, on G talking about his new hobbies at the start of the show, 509 says, G, watching birds, watching golf, you're about two steps away from cargo shorts.
Hey, watch it now. But wait a minute. I am in a pickup truck, so
things
are different.
If you see
me rolling in the pickup truck, that's me now.
Okay, words to live by from Mother Teresa. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. I hope all of you have an amazing day.
Good stuff, Ursula. Hey, thank you, Chris. Chris Martin, you've been filling in for Chef. Thank you. Will you be back with us tomorrow, Chris?
Nope, but a couple days next week.
Oh, so let me get this straight. Nobody wants to work with the G and Ursula show.
No,
I get it.
I totally want to do it.
Yeah, they're fighting over us. They're fighting over us.
If our bosses are listening, we get the hint. Hey, thank you, Andrew. And we'll thank all of you listeners. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.